We are up to Simin Kuf Tzadi Vav in the Halachas of Zimun. We'll be doing the first two Sifim. Sif Aleph, Ochal Dvar Iser. If someone ate something that was Aser, Afal Pi Sheinu Aser Ela Mid Rabbanan, even something that is only Aser Mid Rabbanan, Ein Mizamnin Olav, he is not Mitzdarif to Zimun. Ve'ein Mevarchan Av Lo B'tchilo V'lo B'sof, and it does not get a Birkas Hanenin, not a Bracha Rishona, not a Bracha Achrona. A few things. First of all, this that it's Aser means whether it's Aser, it was always Aser, or whether he made it Aser. For example, someone made a neder not to eat a certain food, and then he goes ahead and eats it. He couldn't make a bracha on it, shouldn't make a bracha rishona, bracha achrona, and cannot even start of lezimun. The Mishnah Berurah also says you can't answer amen to his bracha, it's a bracha levatala. Why doesn't he make a bracha? Because of both say, berach nietz Hashem, hamavarech in the case of Avera, it's the Gemara says. Not only that, but even if he ate kedei sviya, which makes a chi of doraisa to bench, botzei aberech is not a pasik in chumish. Nevertheless, he is potter and should not bench, should not say bracha rishona, shouldn't bench even though he ate kedei sviya. Now, what happens if someone accidentally ate iser? He didn't realize it. He thought he was eating heter. He ate iser. What does he do now with regard to benching? The Taz's shita is that he will make a bracha achrona. Even though he ate be'isser, he can still make a bracha achrona because it was a total shogeg. Nevertheless, the Taz is moda that he is not mitzdarif to zimun. The reason being that there are two issues here. That he ain't zem avarech el minayetz, that's why he doesn't make a bracha. Why is it that he's not mitzdarif to zimun? Because we would never give it a shame of kvius. The idea of Zimun is three people that were eating kavua together. You don't get a shame kvius for something the Torah says not to eat. An eating of Isser is always a mikre. It couldn't be something that is a kvius since it is Aser. Mishnah Berurah discusses the question of eating something that is stolen. So if the item is still owed, it has to be returned to the owner, it's in its original state, then eating it, you're destroying someone else's food, in which case you definitely are doing a ma'isa avera, and we say botzei aberech nitz Hashem, you couldn't make a bracha. Whereas, what happens if you stole something of another person and did a shinu, you changed it entirely, to the point that you're konit, you owe him money, but the object itself is not the object that was stolen, it's yours. So the question is, can you make a bracha or not? The Mishnah Berurah brings a machlokas rishonim. Some say that since bracha includes the Shem Hashem, even though I don't have a chiyuv to return this to him anymore, I was konit b'shinui, and all I owe him is money, nevertheless, since this was obtained derech iser, I cannot make a bracha on it. Whereas others say that you can make a bracha on it. What is the halacha? The Mishnah Berurah seems to be following the Magen Avraham, who is mechalek, and he says that if you ate kedei sviya, if you ate enough to be chayv and benching midoraisa, you should be machmir and you should bench. Whereas in all other cases where it's a drabanan, being that it's a safik, you should not bench. Sif bei zemachol dvar iser b'makom sakona mevorchin olav. Ayin lekaman sif reish dalit. Sim reish dalit. What happens if someone eats a dvar iser because of sakona? The halacha is that he does make a bracha on it. The reason being, he's doing a mitzvah, nishmartem ol nafshos seichem. The Mishnah Berurah refers us to the halacha later, this that the Ramah says, ayin lekaman simin reish dalid. The discussion there is that you didn't eat at the makam sakana, but you ate it at gunpoint. Meaning it's not there for the, you're not eating it for the sake of healing yourself, but someone is forcing you to eat it. So there it says that if someone forces you to eat food, even though you're nana from it, you would never make a bracha on it, even if it's kosher, kolshkin, if it's treif. Because you're only eating it because you're forced to. Lemaisa, exactly what the halach is over there, we will see when we get there.